This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Not even gravity contains humanity when we explore as one for all.
Elon Musk's rocket company SpaceX launched 4 astronauts on a flight to the International Space Station on Sunday. This is NASA's first fully operational mission, sending a crew into orbit aboard a privately owned spacecraft. The Crew Dragon will gradually raise its orbit for the next 27 hours through a series of onboard thruster firings, aiming to dock at the International Space Station at 4 hours GMT on Tuesday. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday briefly acknowledged losing the U.S. election in a morning Twitter post, but then backtracked, saying he concedes nothing and vowing to keep up a court fight that election law experts say is unlikely to succeed. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. He repeated several baseless claims about the vote, which state and federal officials say was safe and secure. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press, if the president's prepared to begin to recognize that reality, that's positive, but adds Trump's Twitter feed doesn't make Joe Biden president or not president. The American people did that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Turkey's president said he favors a permanent two-state division of Cyprus during a visit Sunday to the breakaway Turkish-held north. It was condemned as a provocative move by the internationally recognized Greek-speaking South. For more news, go to voanews.com.